Afternoon tonight here on Radio Havana, Cuba's headlines. Afghan President Hamid Karzai makes impassioned plea to international community to stay on track in leading his country. And five U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq as jubilant Iraqis mutilate bodies of four foreign contractors on the insurgents. President Hamid Karzai has issued what is being called an impassioned plea to the international community to stay on track in helping his country toward democracy and stability. The plea came as a donors conference opened in Berlin with appeals to make boosting security in the war-ravaged nation a priority. Karzai arrived in Berlin with a plan seeking some $28 billion in aid over the next 7 years, and he asked the officials from more than 50 countries to recommit themselves to the vision of a stable, secure, and prosperous Afghanistan that could be self-sufficient within a decade. That, he said, requires sustained assistance. The Afghan president stressed that the first challenges are the presence of private militia forces, terrorism, and drug production, calling on international donors not to let his country revert to a haven for drugs and terrorists. He said drugs in Afghanistan are threatening the very existence of the Afghan state. The opening remarks by conference host, German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, reflected Western fears that Afghanistan could decline once again to the status of a failed state and a harbor for groups like Al-Qaeda. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan appealed to the foreign ministers and senior officials from the donor nations to renew a firm, long-term commitment to helping Afghanistan, including the enormous task of organizing the elections. Karzai was forced to announce this week a postponement of elections until September, due primarily to the country's precarious security situation. While observers don't expect donors to immediately come up with a $28 billion pledge over the next 7 years, the World Bank has estimated that the total cost of lost growth, humanitarian aid, and military expenditure from 2 decades of conflict in Afghanistan is around $240 billion. When asked, leading up to the conference, what would happen if he did not get help, Karzai declined to comment, though international relief organizations warned of catastrophic consequences. Observers are noting that the $28 billion would not be lavish and would merely raise the average Afghan's income from $200 to $500 a year. One expert noted that so far the world had given $67 for every Afghan, far less than had been spent on other conflict areas, including Kosovo and East Timor, not to mention Iraq. Leading up to the conference, Barnett Woolman, director of studies at the Center on International Cooperation at New York University, asserted that the low level of funding for the reconstruction of Afghanistan remains astonishing given the consequences of the previous neglect of that country.